1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 24 degrees in Allen at 8:46, 14 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's time to take a look at the world of politics, look at the world through the eyes of the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, Doug Zylstra. He joins us every second Monday. Doug, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Gary.
It is today, and I want to specifically gear our conversation toward today being the deadline to sign up for the Affordable Care Act in order to be insured on January 1st. The original deadline for coverage was December 15th, but the date was pushed back because of the flawed launch of the healthcare.gov website. Administration officials have said they are confident the site can handle a last-minute flood of visitors. For anyone not wanting to try their luck on the site, hundreds of additional workers have been called in to beef up staffing at call centers. And, Doug, you mentioned a little in an earlier visit with us about the fact that you believe that most of the glitches are pretty much done, and that people can go to healthcare.gov or get a hold of the administration, get a hold of these centers with confidence in being signed up.
Sure. No, I think we've seen a lot of evidence of that as well. I think the president came out on Friday and kind of talked about some of the numbers of people that have been enrolled. I don't think we'll know the final enrollment numbers until March. Of course, by then, those numbers will have changed. I think a conservative estimate is 2 or 3 million people will be enrolled, whether it's Medicaid or through the exchanges. So those are good numbers. I think the important number to keep in mind is the people who have had their policies canceled and who need to get new policies for 2014. I think that it's a crucial population. The administration, I think the president came out on Friday and said that that number's in the couple hundred thousands. Which compared to 2 or 3 million is a great number, and hopefully those 200,000 or 300,000 can get coverage by 2014, so there's no gap for them.
Is a tough point of this now being overcoming the perception is reality view of a lot of people. They see the problems that the site had in October and early November, and they're going to say, well, I'm not going to deal with it and sort of stay away from it. Is that something that the administration has to fight off?
No, I mean, that's a very real problem. Obviously, October and November were not great months for the site. I did get insured. I did call in November, and that was a relatively easy process. I think as more people hear stories of other people getting insured, whether it's through the website or whether it's through the call centers, I think a lot of that, tough stretch for the administration in October, November will kind of recede from memory. So we'll get a good positive going forward.
For the Democratic Party, and we'll speak to this on a political thing, no news is good news in that regard, right?
I think that, we've seen a lot of stories in October, November, and not so many stories in December. And I think in one sense, as people get signed up, that's not so interesting. That's kind of boring. But the reality is it's important.
Doug Zylstra, got to step aside because we have Market Watch straight ahead. But we appreciate your thoughts about some of the things going on with healthcare.gov and the Affordable Care Act. And I look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Gary. Have a Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas as well. Doug Zylstra, the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party here on 1450 WHTC.